have ringing in the ears, dizzies, memory problems, and I assume you can offer something, or hopefully can. And the second question is, because I'm 89, 80-odd years ago, I had chicken pox, mumps, lumps, and who knows what else. Should I be talking about getting another injection of something?
Okay, sir. Well, let's start with the first one, the ringing in the ears and so forth. When one is in their 80s, one of the first things to try, of course, happens to be good old vitamin B12 by injection. Are you using that, sir?
Hey, what?
Vitamin B12 taken by injection.
No.
Okay.
I take B12 and I take fish oils, but nothing by injection.
Okay. Now, the reason I mentioned by injection is that by the time we're 80-something, we have a very high chance, it's not 100%, but it's a very high chance that our stomach cells that are supposed to make acid are probably not doing that as adequately as they should. But those very same cells make something that got named scientifically intrinsic factor. It should have been called vitamin B12 absorption factor because it is 100% necessary for vitamin B12 absorption. And the problem is, sir, that we can swallow all the vitamin B12 we want to or put it in sublingually, but if that intrinsic factor is not being made right nearby and nobody, even when they're young, makes vitamin B12 combining factor beneath their tongue, it's made by the stomach cells. So anyway, if there's not enough intrinsic factor made by the stomach and we put the B12 down there finally, it can't get in anyway. And that's why so many people in retirement homes are using B12 shots, but you never hear about them using B2 shots or B3 shots or B7 shots or anything like that. Just B12 shots because they're dependent on this factor made by the same cells that make acid in the stomach. And where I'm going with this, sir, is back to ringing with ears in ears. There was research done, and this was done on many more women than men, but what was found is that for many of those people, the vitamin B12 shots helped the ringing in the ears to be substantially less. No kidding. But it had to be by injection in people who are older, because those of us who need it when we're older, we can swallow all we want to, and it doesn't help if our stomach cells aren't working up to par. And at age 80, they're usually below par. I can't tell you, oh, for sure that's your case, but there is a way of checking for that, a test that can be done for that to tell you how your stomach cells are doing in making acid. And if they're making acid, then automatically nature has to make this vitamin B12 combining factor. So that's why I mentioned the shots, sir, because usually the shots are what's required if that B12 is going to work. Now, second thing to think about, and we're still with ringing of ears, and then you can remind me what the other topic is, and that is there's a whole bunch of zinc in the auditory apparatus. And some people of an appropriate age have told me that if they just use a zinc supplement or eat a whole bunch of oysters, because oysters are the highest in zinc of any food out there, but if they take either oysters in or they take the zinc supplements, what do you know? That helps us ringing in the ears too. So that's a couple things you could think about, B12 by injections and zinc. And then your other topic was again, sir, remind me? I know it was memory, wasn't it?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Couple of things, sir. Are you using testosterone?
No, not as any. I do take a couple of supplements, but nothing that is specifically from the physicians.
Okay. Well, I would highly recommend you check with your physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get a blood test done for not just total testosterone, but total and free testosterone. That free testosterone is the one that does all the work. The total is just riding around in a truck not doing anything. So you want the total and the free testosterone. Now, why do you want that? Well, sir, because researchers back in the late 1900s found by direct observation of brain cells that for men, testosterone, and for women, estrogen, help keep the garbage out of the brain cells that accumulates and leads to Alzheimer's disease. That's why, sir. It's not just for sex life for guys or for ladies. The stuff is the most important, the stuff being testosterone for men and estrogen for ladies, for cognitive function and maintaining our brains working correctly. And if we don't have that, excuse me, we are much more at risk for having our brains not work correctly. It's got very little to do with sex up there in the brain. Yeah, maybe it reminds us of some old times or something, but basically it's a cognitive function thing. Testosterone for male brains and estrogen for female brains, and that is so well researched, it's beyond dispute. Second thing, do you happen to have in your family or do you personally have type 2 diabetes?
I am diabetic, yes. I control it with diet only.
Oh, good for you, sir.
Yeah, A1C was 5.2.
Excellent, particularly considering time of life. All right, well, where am I going with this, sir, is that in the bodies of people who have type 2 diabetes or a tendency toward it, either way, it's been proven by researchers that those people cannot synthesize what's otherwise called a B vitamin, niacinamide, inside of their own bodies, whereas the other two-thirds of the population, which are the people who don't have this genetic tendency to type 2 diabetes, they actually can make niacinamide out of the amino acid tryptophan, which is digested out of food protein. All right, now the difference that niacinamide makes, sir, is a very big deal difference for cognitive function in people with type 2 diabetes, because niacinamide has the capability of restoring the production of more of the energy molecule called ATP in every cell in the body, including brain cells. And if we can get more energy restored to our brain cells, they're going to work better. And I'll shut up after another couple of minutes. I'm sorry, this is so important for all of us. There was research out there where, at UC Irvine for that matter, where experimental animals, those poor little non-politician rats, were genetically engineered to get human Alzheimer's. I'm not kidding. And so anyway, when they got to be older rats, they all had Alzheimer's. How could you tell? Because they couldn't run the maze anymore. That's what they do for lunch in universities. And so they biopsied their little brains and said, oh yeah, that looks just like human Alzheimer's. Well, duh, that's how you genetically engineered them. Of course it looks that way. But here's the fun part. They then gave all these animals niacinamide, vitamin B3, not niacin form, but niacinamide form. And oh my gosh, the researchers were amazed. Yes, they made that pun, because every rat regained the ability to run the maze. They'd all lost the ability, and now they regained it. Niacinamide was re-energizing those little rat brains. Mm-hmm. So, sir, if it's a lady, I'll usually say, try niacinamide, 1,000 milligrams three times a day. If it's a guy, because us guys don't take our pills so well, well, you can take it twice a day, except make it the 1,500 milligram time release, and either way, you get a total of 3,000. And for anybody listening out there, if we're taking more niacinamide than our bodies want, our livers will tell us we get low-grade nausea. It's kind of like we're getting seasick. And if we don't pay attention to that, yeah, a couple, 3 weeks we'll be barfing if we continue the niacinamide. But that happens about 1 to 2% of the time with 3 grams a day in an adult. And it does not start to work. The niacinamide part does not start to work until practically the whole first month has gone by, and then it slowly comes on it because now the cells are getting sufficiently re-energized. So, sir, on this memory thing, please don't just go ask some doc for testosterone, because it should be a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who also will tell you at that point that, gee, some guys with type 2 diabetes, if they use testosterone, it turns into too much estrogen. Seriously, that's another genetic predisposition that's shared by guys who have this problem. And if we make too much estrogen, that's not good for our prostate glands or for other places either. So we have to do something to make sure that doesn't happen. And basically, your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, can monitor your testosterone and estrogens. They all should be checked in a urine test, because that's the only place you can check the free estrogens accurately. And they can tell you, oh, no, you're not making too much estrogen out of your testosterone. Or if you are, uh-oh, we better do this over here and keep your testosterone and estrogen in the normal balance for men. And that helps to restore cognitive function. And then you get out of this niacinamide. And unless you get yourself any nausea, sir, you're not taking too much. And after about a month, you should notice some memory improvement. Many, many other people have who I've discussed this with. So I'm sorry to go on for so long, sir, but this is something you definitely can do something about.
You do a great help, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of old people listening and saying thank you in addition to me.
Well, you're welcome, sir. But look, at it took you calling in so we could get the word out to everybody, right? Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.